So, perhaps tell me whereabouts we are in hospital right now.
Well, we're stood on the main corridor on the ground floor, and we're actually stood underneath the installation itself. And what you're hearing is the sound of a blackbird singing, and you're also hearing the sound of patients coming up and down the corridor. It's an extremely busy part of the hospital. We have hundreds and hundreds of visitors every day who pass through this installation and hear it. Lots of them have heard it many, many times before, and so it's a kind of part of the fabric of the building now. We've had it here for 3.5 years, and people generally love it. It's been really, really popular. My name's Vicky Charnock, and I'm the arts coordinator for Alderhay Children's Hospital. We were very aware that we wanted to develop some new media work within the hospital. And I think through discussion and our exploration, we thought it would be an interesting programme to really test out whether sound could change the environment in a healthcare environment and change it for the better. So, for example, can it contribute to people's healing or people's sense of well-being? We were very lucky to receive funding from the Wellcome Trust. We then set about thinking about who would the artist be that could deliver a really interesting programme around this area. And one of the artists we went to, who was quite an obvious choice really for us, was Chris Watson. He's one of the UK's leading sound recordists, and he's won lots of awards for his work with David Attenborough.
When I got involved in the Alderhay Arts Project, I was invited there to think about how I could work with sound and also with the patients and the staff, rather than just simply introduce an artwork. What interested me was that outside, on the edge of bordering almost Alderhay Hospital, is a Victorian park, Springfield Park, which you could see clearly from all the windows in the wards and also some of the corridors connecting this very old hospital. And hospital acoustics are notoriously bad. You know, I thought, you know, if I was ever sort of in hospital or people in hospital, one of the things they must really savour is that aspect of being able to disconnect yourself from this dreadful acoustic, which I think can have a bad effect on your health anyway. So my idea was to bring the sounds of the park in within the hospital.
So the project itself has kind of manifested itself in two ways. Firstly, if you come to the hospital and you walk up the main corridor, which most people do on arrival, you hear the sound of a blackbird going up the main corridor. We also have a CD which Chris produced for us, which is a time-compressed version of a dawn chorus. We use that CD with patients on the wards, and it can help them feel much more relaxed about it. It can often send them to sleep as well. So we've seen the CD have very strong therapeutic benefits, and I think it's probably not something that we envisaged at the start, that this piece would get used in such a direct clinical way, but that's certainly been one of the quite satisfying outcomes of the project.
I'm Professor Stephen Stansfeld. I'm a professor of psychiatry at Barts and the London School of Medicine and Dentistry. There is a whole new area of research called soundscape research, which is a bit like landscapes, but it's the kind of natural landscape with sounds. And what people have been doing is trying to identify some kind of positive soundscapes that might have a relaxing or calming effect on people. And trying to use some of those sounds in different situations. What is really important in people's responses to sound is very often the meaning of the sound. And if the meaning is a negative one, then that could have a negative effect. But if it's a positive sound of birdsong, potentially those have much more positive associations in people's lives. And so that could potentially have a therapeutic effect.
The feedback that we've had is that by listening to the bird song with headphones on, closing your eyes, you can actually transport yourself to a different environment, and it's an environment that we associate with kind of perhaps, you know, being surrounded by nature. And I think it has that kind of immediacy that can take people to that environment very, very quickly.